With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Final day of President Trump's two-day state visit to the U.K. Following yesterday's pomp and pageantry, today the president and Prime Minister Starmer got down to business, announcing a new U.S.-U.K. alliance.
We're taking the next logical step with a historic agreement on science and technology partnerships, and this will create new government, academic, and private sector cooperation in areas such as AI, which is taking over the world.
President Trump, who says the two-nation pact is already paying off, spurring a massive wave of private sector deals worth more than $350 billion. Prime Minister Starmer hails the pact as groundbreaking.
£250 billion flowing both ways across the Atlantic. It is the biggest investment package of its kind in British history by a country mile.
Deadly gunfire yesterday in York County, Pennsylvania. The victims, members of the Thin Blue Line.
I can confirm that there were five law enforcement officers who were shot today. Three fatally, two that were transported here to Wellspan in York.
In critical but stable condition, according to Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Christopher Paris, the shots rang out as the officers were following up on a domestic-related investigation. The suspect shot dead by police. The Federal Reserve finally cutting its benchmark interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. That means the cost of borrowing will be coming down a bit, although President Trump's new appointee to the Fed Board of Governors wanted a larger rate cut. Chairman Jerome Powell suggesting there could be another rate cut later this year. On Wall Street, the Dow 12 points higher, the Nasdaq up 142. This is SRN News. How religious is your state?
According to a detailed ranking compiled by the Pew Research Center, Mississippi is the most religious state in the nation. 50% of its residents can be considered highly committed to their faith. South Carolina comes in second, followed by South Dakota, Louisiana, and Tennessee. At the other end of the spectrum, Vermont is the least religious state, followed by New Hampshire, Maine, the District of Columbia, and Nevada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Midwest has a well-deserved reputation for friendliness and hospitality, but a new report finds the region is having a problem with anti-Semitism. The survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 60% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest from 2023 to 2024. In fact, the problem is a national and global one, but the ADL says the rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the Midwest was higher than in any other separate region. This is SRN News. The National Toy Hall of Fame announcing its 12 finalists for the class of 2025.
The contenders include tabletop favorites Battleship, Catan, Connect Four, Spirograph, and Trivial Pursuit, as well as Scooter, Slime, Snow, Cornhole, and the Star Wars lightsaber. Furby and Tickle Me Elmo round out the finalists chosen from among the thousands of nominees the Rochester, New York Museum receives each year. The public can vote until September 24th, and the winners will be announced in November. Keith Peters, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Carney is heading south today. He's visiting Mexico in a bid to diversify trade, and as America's neighbors prepare for a review of the free trade deal with the United States. More than 75% of Canada's exports come to the U.S., more than 80% of Mexico's do. More details at srnnews.com.